Hey there, listeners. It's me again, back here with Pancake and Noodle. Just wanted to provide another episode for you guys, another review. And today we're actually going to be talking about Red Dead Redemption 2, one of my favorite games also going on right now. It is created by the same company as Grand Theft Auto. It is created by Rockstar, and it is a similar idea of Rockstar. It's an open world game where you can kind of just do whatever you want. The difference with this one is while Grand Theft Auto is set in a modern day time with a lot of futuristic vehicles and everything, and it gets a little wackier, Red Dead is actually set in the Wild West. So you know, you don't have any wacky vehicles, you don't have any futuristic vehicles. You have horse, and you've got you know, a lasso and revolver, and you know, a lot more things that are less technologically advanced, let's put it that way. So with this game, when it first came out, I loved the story mode. I thought it was fantastic. I didn't actually finish the entire thing, but from what I played so far, it is a wonderful story. You can do a lot with it. You know, it still has that open world feel to it, but the story itself is there. And Grand Theft Auto, I thought this is always one of the downsides to it. Grand Theft Auto 5 had a decent story to it, but ultimately, you know, the story took the wayside to doing all the crazy stuff in the open world that you had available to you. With Red Dead, this isn't so much the case. The story is so good that it actually really does keep you hooked and engaged throughout. I just took a break from the story because the online feature actually came available, and I started playing that. This is another great example of a game that the online feature started off not too enticing, not too intriguing to me. You know, there wasn't a whole lot to do. The one thing I will say about the online at first is that it was another very similar to Battlefront 2. It started off as a pay-to-win game design, in a sense. You could play a lot of hours into it and you just would not make much in-game money, and everything in the catalogs cost a lot of money there. It actually turned me away from playing online for quite a few months, you know, maybe 3 or 4 months, and I just, you know, never really went back to it. Late last year, though, the Rockstar rolled out a new game design for their online mode where it allowed you to take on different roles, different jobs, and there were, I believe, three different roles to start off with. You could be a bounty hunter, you could be a trader, or you could be a collector. And you could be all three, but they at least offer those three separately, you know, if you only wanted to be one. I started off being a bounty hunter, and I still am. I still really enjoyed that aspect of the game. So, you know, as when you're a bounty hunter, you just take on missions to find random NPCs around the map, and you bring them into the sheriff's office, and they actually pay you a decent amount for each person. You know, you might get $10 or $15 in-game money for the people that you bring in. Thing to keep in mind, you know, the difference with GTA and Rockstar is in GTA modern day, that they kind of scaled the money back in Red Dead to simulate, to give the idea that, you know, of the value of money back then. So you know, the money, you don't get as much money, but also things are cost less in Red Dead, and it's just to, you know, give the idea of inflation and what inflation's done to the value of money throughout time, I guess. So the bounty hunting is actually a very enticing mode. So you do have the normal bounties, you have the normal NPCs that are all around the map, and you know, you go to a bounty board, you pick up a bounty, and then you have a certain amount of time, you got to go grab that bounty and bring them back, and you get more money if you bring them back alive. But if you kill the bounty, you could also, you know, bring the body back, and they'll give you some money for that. Then they introduced this idea of legendary bounties. And with legendary bounties, these were almost like boss level bounties, you know, boss battle bounties. And these higher level bounties were a lot more difficult to get. You know, you had to, there were a lot more people trying to protect the bounty. And you also had a limited number of lives, typically, to to get the bounty itself themselves. However, these were great ones to do with your friends. You know, if you were, if you and a couple other people were online at the same time, you could all join together to get the bounty and get the all of you guys would get the reward. So introducing these legendary bounties gave an incentive to, you know, continue to come back each week and get the new bounty, get the new legendary character and take. And these weren't your run-of-the-mill, you know, missions. Like I said, the normal bounties, you would go and maybe they would have five or six people surrounding the bounty to protect them. And legendary bounty, you know, there was one where we had to go up into the mountains and then we were trying to trek through the snow on foot, track down this bounty, and these wolves all started to attack us. And you it actually ended up splitting our group up because we were told that the bounty would be in one of two places. And so my friend and I, we went one direction to go see if the bounty is in one of the areas, and my younger brother went the other direction, and we're all online, you know, chatting in a party, and all we hear from him is a son of a gun. And he starts getting frustrated. We're like, what's up, do you need help? He's like, no, but I'm being chased by like five wolves right now. You know, and it turned out that he had gone the wrong direction, and we ended up finding the bounty while he had to fend himself off from wolves and just try to stay alive. So, you know, we've had some good times doing these bounties, my friends and I. And doing them actually gets you a decent reward. I think for the legendary bounties, you can get upwards of, you know, 60, 70 bucks for some of them, which is a really good amount for the game itself. One of the newer roles, actually, that I have absolutely fallen in love with has actually been the moonshining role. And in this, you actually, exactly as it says, you make your own moonshine, and then you got to deliver the moonshine. And you get paid pretty handsomely for this. This role itself is just one of my favorite ones, just because you can, you know, deliver the moonshine and you get paid like 80 some bucks for it if you find the right ingredients. But also you could, you know, make your own moonshine and drink it too, and it, you know, it makes your character drunk, and you don't have to go and pay for the beer at a bar or anything like that. But the one of the reasons why I like it is it actually gives me an incentive to explore the map a little bit more. So with the moonshining one, you can make your own plain moonshine, nothing added to it, but you don't get much money for it. Or if you go about and you find different ingredients found throughout the map, you can make flavored moonshine, and you'll get paid maybe double the amount that you would as for the unflavored moonshine. And so this has actually given me a reason to, you know, explore around the map, actually start picking up the different plants and crafting different ingredients while in the map itself. So this is a very clever way for Rockstar to encourage the players of the game to stop just being cowboys and shooting up the saloon or, you know, griefing a town. But it actually, you know, gets them out exploring the massive map that these developers have created, and to find the location of different planets out there. So Red Dead itself, you know, has gone under some drastic changes throughout the year and a half that it's been, that it's actually been released to the public. And the online version of the game has developed in a way that, in my opinion, is even more of a role-playing game than what Grand Theft Auto has become. The different roles are so diverse, and you know, while sometimes you do get some similar aspects of it, for instance, the trading role and the moonshiner role has a very similar delivery system where you, after a little while, with the moonshining, you craft the moonshine. With the trading role, you actually craft different materials that can be sold throughout the map. And once you get to a certain amount there, the production stops and you have to sell it. And they both have a very similar mission of get from point A to point B to deliver it and get your money, you know, for it. But even among these, you know, these similar roles, you've got differences in the the little intricacies. So with the moonshining, you can't go too fast, otherwise bottles will break in your wagon. And with the trading roll, when you get to your sellers, typically they're in the middle of a shootout with a rival gang. So you got to take out the gang themselves in order to sell the material that you have. So, you know, there are little differences even among the game modes and the roles that are pretty similar. The one last thing I really enjoy about the Red Dead is just the variety of the weapons that are there. You know, and in GTA, a lot of times you've got the guns are all very similar from each other. You know, the pistols are all very similar, just a different type of pistol. The submachine guns are all very similar, just a different type of the, you know, different look on the gun itself. With Red Dead, all the weapons seem to be very different. They seem, you know, they have different levels of how damaging they are. But one of my favorite parts of it is that you can use a bow in the game. And you can use this bow to go fishing, to hunt small game. And you could also use it in shootouts, you know, with other members. So, I mean, it's one of my favorite weapons in the game, and I just really enjoy it. Because it's different, you know, it's a different type of weapon than you see in GTA. So it's a lot of fun. I think probably one of my favorite parts about Red Dead, though, outside of the roles itself, is that it's just such a relaxing game. With GTA, you are always, it seems like you're always on the move. You're using fast-paced cars and everything like that. And Red Dead, you know, I found myself every once in a while just hopping on my horse and just riding around for a little bit, or going to a lake and pulling out my fishing pole and just fishing for a little while. And I know that it just sounds a little, you know, nerdy, or like maybe not exactly what the game intended, but at the same time, you know, this game is such a good simulation of life. Like, you could just do so many different things in it that it can be a very relaxing game as well as a very fast-paced, you know, Cowboys and Indians type of game, which is what some people think the game is going for. But personally, I think it's a very good game to get if you are just one of those people that, you know, on some days you're feeling one thing, on other days you're feeling another, because I think the game has a very good incentive to bring in gamers of all different styles. And it provides a different outlet for individuals throughout the different jobs, throughout the different roles, but just in the game itself. You know, you could be a hunter if you really enjoy hunting. You could be a fisher and literally just go to a lake and fish there for a while, and it's just very calming and relaxing. And I think sometimes, you know, that's the exact kind of game that I'm looking for. So all in all, I'd give Red Dead a 5 out of 5. You do, you know, occasionally have the griefers in the game, but they are not as frequent and they're not as severe as griefers in games like GTA. So, you know, this is a game I highly recommend to almost everybody. And I think that, you know, especially if you ever see it on sale, I would recommend grabbing it. The one big downside to the game is it is a very large game. It's over, I think it's about 120 gigabytes. I could be wrong on that, but I know it's a rather large game. So it does take up quite a bit of room on your system or on your PC, you know, if you're playing it there. But still one that I would recommend almost anybody. And if you do get it, you know, just make sure, yeah, I would push for you to take on a role as soon as possible. It's the best way to earn a lot of money in a short amount of time. You know, I can go on there for like an hour or so in a day and make 150, 160 bucks. So, you know, if this is something that you're interested in, if you like those type of role playing games, you know, this game really does push and incentivize you to take on a role and to take on those jobs and missions that the game offers through the various roles itself. So that's my review on Red Dead. You know, I think this, between this one and my very first podcast episode here, you really see my appreciation of the Rockstar games. You know, they don't come out with games all too often, but when they do, they are these open world games where you really can take on, you know, a personality of your choosing there. They don't try to pigeonhole you in any way. You know, you can be the run and gun type in these games, but you could also be somebody who embraces the different roles that are available and embraces the opportunity to, you know, live this different life in a video game. And you don't get that in a whole lot of other games out there. So I think, you know, this game itself is a very good simulation to, you know, just allows you to escape for a little while. And I think GTA does a similar thing. It's just a more fast-paced style of game. For my next podcast, I'm actually going to switch gears a little bit, and we're probably going to talk about one of my favorite TV shows that I've been listening to and watching over this quarantine period. And it is has one of my favorite actors and also one of my favorite rappers in it, and they're the same person there. But if you've ever seen the show Community, it is just a goofy, off-the-wall show that has really, you know, I watched it when it was on TV, and now that it's on Netflix, I'm actually going back and rewatching the episodes just for the fun. As you could hear, Pancake is saying goodbye, and I think that's my cue to go ahead and sign off for this episode. So to everybody listening, I hope that, you know, you're making the best out of this quarantine situation that we're in, and I hope that you know, you find something, maybe in my podcast and maybe elsewhere, that just keeps you going throughout the day, and, you know, keeps you going to get through all of this. It's a tough time for a lot of us, but you know, that's why I chose to do these reviews, because I know that sometimes people just need something else introduced to them, need something else to be told about them. And, you know, maybe this is what helps you get through from day to day. So if there's ever anything that, you know, you want me to review, if there's something that you would like me to, you know, like me to give an opinion on, let me know, and I'm more than happy to take recommendations. I also, you know, will, if you have opinions on things I've given recommendations on, I will continue to add these into the podcast, you know, my future podcast each time. So, you know, please keep tuning back. If this is something you're interested in, feel free to subscribe. And I will try to regularly update these so that I give something, you know, different every day. If you guys want those. But that's it. I hope you actually enjoyed this review, and I'll see you on the next time.